From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. President Obama says more than 100 nations and institutions have joined a global movement to destroy the Islamic State militant group. Obama was speaking on Tuesday at the United Nations in New York, where he chaired a summit on countering violent extremism and the Islamic State, also known as ISIL. The U.S. president announced that Nigeria, Tunisia, and Malaysia have joined the more than 60-member U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. He also told the summit that the campaign against ISIL will involve both successes and setbacks.
I have repeatedly said that our approach will take time. This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife. And as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
Obama said the Islamic State continues to hold the Iraqi cities of Fallujah, Mosul, and Ramadi, but has lost a third of the Iraqi territory that it once held. The Obama administration also is taking new steps to counter terrorism, imposing financial sanctions on Islamic State figures and designating other individuals and groups as foreign terrorist fighters. The U.S. Treasury and State Departments announced the new penalties on Tuesday. They target 30 individuals and groups in what one U.S. official described as an effort to prevent the Islamic State from exploiting the global financial system. This is VOA. Reports from Afghanistan say heavy fighting has raged near Kunduz Airport as government forces backed by U.S. airstrikes try to retake the northern city from Taliban militants. A Taliban spokesman and residents in Kunduz told VOA that the fighting began near the airport late Tuesday when Taliban fighters staged a major attack on the complex to which government forces had retreated a day before. Reports say a major portion of the airport is now under the control of the Taliban. Afghan officials have not commented on the battles in Kunduz. A senior UN official is warning of a humanitarian crisis in eastern Ukraine if separatists do not allow international aid agencies to return to the region that the separatists control. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
A few days ago, the de facto authorities in the rebel-controlled region of Luhansk and eastern Ukraine ordered UN agencies, the International Committee of the Red Cross, and non-governmental organizations to leave the territory. Ivan Simonovich, the UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, says he does not know the reason behind this decision.
I think that kicking out United Nations as well as other humanitarians is a great mistake. I think that in period ahead of winter, this is extremely harmful for civilian population.
Simonovich, who visited Ukraine from September 20th to 25th, says he met many bedridden children who lacked even the most basic medicines. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
North Korea is threatening to cancel a planned inter-Korean family reunion. The North Korean threat is in response to criticisms from South Korea's president of Pyongyang's nuclear program and human rights record. A spokesperson for a North Korean body that handles affairs with the South denounced those criticisms made by South Korean President Park Geun-hye in a UN speech on Monday. The North Korean statement said, "Reckless confrontational moves by South Korea put the hard-won reunions of separated families and inter-Korean ties on thin ice." The two Koreas had agreed last month to hold a reunion for families separated by the Korean War 6 decades ago. The reunions were scheduled to start on October 20th at the Mount Kumgang Resort in North Korea with 100 participants from each side. Well, you can find more on those stories by checking out our website at voanews.com. That's where we're updating the news from around the world 24 hours a day. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.